a world where geeking out never looked so good, two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wacho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
All right. This is your boy, Juancho.
This is Vibe.
And this is our first pilot episode, Vibe.
I'm sort of proud to be here.
You should be happy to be here. You have less work to do now.
Can I ask you a question before we get started? How did you come up with the title for this podcast?
Originally, this was supposed to be done on video. But can you imagine videotaping everything once a day, having a full-time job, going to school, and still being able to manage all the news?
Very true. But I get the concept. I'm talking about the title, Keeping Up With The Geek Bros. I didn't come up with that.
We're keeping up with them. We're trying to figure out what the hell's up in Juancho and Vibe doing. What kind of research are they doing?
By the way, now he's referring to us in the third person. All right, well, I'm happy to be here, actually. Believe it or not, I'm thrilled. We just decided to figure out how to do this. A little bit of YouTube, a little bit of hands-on, a lot of trial and error. But Juancho.
So we've been gearing up for this episode on Friday and trying to find a mic, and we go and get into an accident.
Yes, we do.
How do we begin an episode getting into an accident?
Forget about that. How did you get into an accident 3 seconds after you exit my complex? Wait, literally, it's like, all right, we're going to Best Buy. We're going to get a mic. Vroom, boom.
Why? Why does this happen to Juancho?
It was a hot day. By the way, we're in South Florida. I want you guys to know this. It was a hot day. We couldn't turn on the AC because we were concerned. And
we could have turned the AC on.
We could have turned the AC on.
The whole time we could have turned on. We had about 5 minutes of AC.
We were sweating so hard.
It was such a sauna in that car.
Listen, guys, I sweat. I sweat easily. I've never seen Juancho that moist.
Moist.
You know what? Let's get into it. Juancho, tell us what we're here for today.
So we're here to discuss of upcoming comic books, video games, and movies for this week. And for the comic books, doesn't seem that much of big news. Seems like a very light week. Other than next week, Marvel has Darth Vader, which we'll be discussing in a future episode.
Okay.
This week, we got a couple, 3 movies, and actually a topic that I wanted to discuss about Studio Ghibli at Phantom Events.
Okay.
And video games out this week as well. There's a new Pokemon game coming out very soon.
You mean Pokemon Go Plus?
It's called Pokeland. We'll get to it as the episode concludes.
I'm incredibly excited.
So let's begin.
Okay.
Comic books out this week. DC doesn't have much going on. If you're interested, they have the annual one, Wonder Woman. I guess, you know, trying to get ready people for the movie.
It makes perfect sense. You throw a comic book out there. Any publicity is good publicity for this movie, especially since the DC universe is cinematic universe. It's kind of been struggling.
Have you guys known from the movies, not much of a DC type of guy.
Which I find very, you know, very, very humbling that you decided to say DC first. I'm very proud of you, Juancho. Come a long way since that, what was it?
I hate DC.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need to laugh like Juancho. Carry on. Whatever comes.
So, you know, next one, we got Cable number 1 for Marvel out today on the 31st.
Oh.
So, I'm definitely going to pick that copy up to see what's it about. And I really haven't gone much into the Secret Empire. There's a couple issues out today for Secret Empire. Not much interested, but what I am interested in is Dr. Aphra, issue number 7.
You know, I only got interested in Dr. Aphra after the Star Wars Celebration special we did. Yeah, when they explained Dr. Aphra, I was like, you know what? I'm interested. I haven't bought anything yet, though. But the redesign looks hot.
Shoot.
And they also had some cosplayers that day, so it was interesting.
And there were cutie pies in
this. I actually might consider picking up comic books besides Vader Down.
It's not Vader Down.
Vader Down, yeah.
It's just called Star Wars. No, Darth Vader.
No.
Not Vader Down.
Where's Vader Down? There's a Vader Down comic. I know there's a Vader Down comic.
Yeah, there is a Vader Down comic, but it's not.
That's just the title of it?
It's just the title.
I apologize.
Yeah, so.
Vader Down is real.
So, That's it for comic books. I mean, check your local comic book stores. If you're here in South Florida, you have Tate's comic book store. And yeah, that's Davey. You have a couple more, Past, Present, Future. You have a couple comic books around our area that are not too far.
Shameless plug, look out for our Tate's comic book special and our recap, or what was it? Our 1 year anniversary, also filmed at Tate's. I have no problem with shameless plugs for our own stuff. Thank you, Tate's.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Shameless plug. Shameless plugging.
Yes, woo.
It's extra shameless when you're plugging yourself on your own separate brand kind of thing. Like, it's an offshoot.
All right, so, Vibe, so tell me about movies coming out this week. You have Wonder Woman and another movie that I wanted to discuss that kind of upset me. Where were you in your childhood? What the hell were you doing during your childhood, bro?
Were you
deprived?
You know, if there's one thing I can say about Juancho, gentlemen, ladies, is that he is consistent. And he is consistently reliving his childhood through Geek Bros. And I don't understand it. I'm telling you, every other video, something touches his childhood. I don't know what it is about it, but he likes to have something stuff touch his childhood. Okay, so what was your question?
All right, Captain Underpants. Did you get to read your books?
The heck is that?
You surely must have read the book, Captain Underpants.
Sure.
All right. So let me show Vibe real quick the trailer for Captain Underpants. All right, go ahead, Vibe. Put the trailer up real quick, please. So Vibe, I'm waiting for you to hit play on the thing.
I'm trying to. Here we go. Here we go.
What is happening right now? I don't know.
Let's try and leave and see what happens.
Wow, that's an expensive door.
Mm-hmm. From the studio that brought you Shrek, Kung Fu Panda,
it's a good studio too. Look at this.
Hi, I'm George Beard, and this is my best friend Harold Hutchins.
Why does it look like that, though?
The movie is supposed.
This old guy is Mr. Krupp.
George Harold.
He's the worst principal in the world.
Ever since you attended this school, you've been responsible for one prank after another.
But why adult voices for obviously?
Because this is a very kind of like funny, like childhood, like raunchy comedy.
Get you one day.
I'm going to have you two placed in separate classes. We're going to annihilate the friendship.
I'm going to annihilate your friendship. Sounds like Vanessa the first time she met me.
When I snap my fingers, you will obey our every command.
The amazing Captain Underpants!
Woo!
I honestly didn't think that would happen.
This summer,
come sidekick! We gotta stop him!
Why?
Ha ha!
Why, thank you, vehicle person.
Yeah, we should probably go get him.
You should have said that with an accent. Well, thank you, vehicle person. Boom! Could you imagine?
Yeah, only.
Wow, he is super dumb.
He's now their biggest problem.
Stand down, you monster! Trouble alone! I think I'm starting to tire him out!
Based on the worldwide phenomenon.
Hiya, class!
Worldwide phenomenon, and Bio has never heard of it.
Worldwide phenomenon of what?
Guys, I totally got this.
Yeah, totally, he's got it.
Kevin Hart, Ed Helms, Thomas Middleditch, Nick Kroll.
Together like that, you really get a sense of the scope.
DreamWorks, Captain Underpants.
Oh, so you're trapped in some sort of invisible box-like prison.
Is it okay that I'm kind of loving this?
Yes and no.
I will set you free.
Ow! But mostly yes. This is your...
Okay.
No Vibe.
Yes.
This is a great movie for family movie, and especially if you kids are, you know, into reading, which it should be, and that's beside the point. Captain Underpants. Now, old school book turned into a movie, and it's been a movie that has always been in the back of my mind, especially reading those books and flipping the pages, trying to make the characters animated because that's part of the special thing that the book has.
It becomes a flip book?
It becomes a flip book in some of the action scenes. So you have Captain America fighting, let's say, a big toilet, which you saw in the movie.
Did you say Captain America?
Captain Underpants, sorry.
Okay.
And it fights, and you hold the book, and you're able to see the fight break out as an animated book.
Well, that's a nice little gimmick.
Yeah. So this is why Captain America was so successful during my childhood.
Did you say Captain America again?
Sorry, Captain Underpants. I had the Captain America in the back of my head after I was reading the Secret War, whatever we just discussed a couple minutes ago. Okay. The accident did damage to my
brain. I accidentally damaged it. I'm sorry, but you know.
Next after that, Wonder Woman. DC Salvation to try to make it relevant into the movie.
DC Universe?
Yes.
Oh.
She's riding the high horse this movie.
No, she has a lot
of riding to do in this movie. All right,
so it's the first. I assume the first modern day superhero flick, like traditional modern day superhero flick for females, a female centric. The DC Extended Universe has been a mixed bag of cats and dogs and garbage. It's been polarizing to most fans. Surprisingly enough, we liked Suicide Squad, which we actually enjoyed. I mean, you even saw it, if you saw the review, shameless plug. We even had like a mini skit where we were confused because we didn't think we were gonna like it.
We actually liked it, so, even though we have some issues with certain characters. Not gonna name Will Smith, but anyway.
Of course, yes. Wild Wild West. So, but what? Besides the fact, no, shameless plug, that we're doing a massive crossover with the Geek Girls to review this. What are you expecting?
I'm going to go with this open-minded. Gal Gadot, incredible actress. I liked her from the Fast and Furious series.
Okay.
I expect her role, her persona to play this character and make Wonder Woman what Wonder Woman back was back in the time.
In your childhood?
In my childhood, actually. When I was watching the... who was the actress who played Wonder Woman?
Oh... I don't remember. Google it.
All right, let's Google it.
While he Googles, you see, Juancho said that she's a fantastic actress, and I want to ask him how. Where have we really seen her besides the Fast and the Furious movies? And then, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the way she played Wonder Woman all sensual-tastic in Dawn of Justice, but that was, I mean, some people are good in ensembles. Some people are good on their own. In an ensemble, sparingly, she was very good. So, Linda Carter. Yeah, who appears in Supergirl.
I remember Linda Carter when she used to play Wonder Woman. And I loved that TV show when
Wonder
I was
Woman,
small.
Wonder Woman. I never watched that series at all. I didn't even know it existed until Linda Carter came on Supergirl.
Really, Jason? What? I'm telling you, I don't know where the hell this kid has been this whole time.
I don't think
he had a childhood.
I did have a childhood. I just wasn't into all this stuff. I had a little anime phase. I was into video games. Comic books, not so much. Mangas, brief stint.
Hentai. That's what he was into.
Video Girl Eye is not a hentai. It's close enough.
It's close enough.
So, I mean, what else is she? You're looking it up right now. What else has she been in?
She's been in Keeping Up with the Joneses, which actually was a funny movie to me.
I didn't see that movie.
She was in the Entourage movie.
Okay, yeah, definitely didn't see that.
Yeah, near that. But see, her breakout role was Fast and the Furious. What do you mean? Yeah.
I mean, sure. I think her breakout role was in Fast and the Furious when she leaped off that car and shot and died, I guess, in the darkness. Maybe.
But I'm expecting big things from Wonder Woman. If Wonder Woman can't live up to it, then I don't know what DC's going to have to do for the movies. Because weren't they having issues already with Justice League itself?
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, there was a family issue with Zack Snyder. So now, apparently...
someone else is now covering it?
Not someone else. You didn't know who was covering
it? No. Who?
Mr. Geek himself. He jumped ship. His name is escaping me right now, but... Avengers 1, Avengers 2...
He jumped over there?
Yeah! What's his name again? Joss Whedon is directing Justice League now.
Hey,
they were consulting with him apparently at first, but yeah, he's directing it. I see. It looks like there is no you got J.J. Abrams going from Star Trek to Star Wars, Joss Whedon going from Marvel to Justice League. He actually was doing a Batgirl movie apparently with them too. So yeah,
Geek Phantom screams across. One of the things that I try to differentiate my fandom, if you per se, is
okay.
Not to pick a side, DC or Marvel. I just can't relate to DC as much as I can relate to Marvel, unfortunately. I would love to get into Batman, Superman, all those, but I can't.
I don't understand. What don't you relate to with DC?
I just don't like... It feels too dark for my type of persona.
You mean the movies?
Not the movie. The
all of it?
The comic books tend to be a little bit more mature. A little bit more... How would I explain? It's like you have TV... shows dedicated that are more colorful, more vibrant.
Okay.
Then you have DC, who are a little bit opaque, more matte type of colors.
Okay.
I just can't relate to it. I just can't.
But you cannot Maybe deny. You can't deny that the DC, at least DC on TV and DC animated universe, is brilliant.
Now hold on. The DC animated shows I love. Batman Beyond.
Yes.
The one with the guy with the lightning.
Static Shock?
Static Shock
was the man. They need to make him a movie we're making Black Lightning. I was like, put him in a DC universe. Static Shock?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's my Negro.
So yeah, we're excited for that. Now, I actually brought this topic, changing trains there. Since you're listening to anime, I saw Studio Ghibli. Don't kill me if I'm wrong how pronouncing the name.
Ghibli.
They're known for My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Castles in the Sky, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, Spirit Away, and Howl's Moving Castle. Those are the type of, you know,
but those like those portrait animes. They're like they're supposed to be like nuanced and very deep and vivacious.
Yes. Well, Phantom Event is having a series from June, starting June 1st, actually tomorrow, to the end of the year, where they're going to be releasing dubbed and subtitled, depending on the version, to your movie theater. So AMC. Oh. Because Phantom Events usually goes through AMC.
Right.
So check out AMC for this amazing opportunity to watch these movies
Phantom
again.
Events.
I'm excited. Hopefully, I can take Vanessa and she can put up with these animes. I've tried with My Neighborhood Totoro. Didn't work out so well. She did like Ponyo, but I don't know if Ponyo is part of
Ponyo. Studio, well, Studio yeah. Well, not always part of Studio Ghibli, but Ponyo is in that gaggle of profound animes and stuff like that. I mean, it was interesting. It was very weird.
Yeah, it was a take on Little Mermaid, right?
They had Liam Neeson play the underwater scientist.
Yeah,
we gotta review that. No, we listen. I promise you guys, we're gonna do a Geek Bros Ponyo editorial. Not a review necessarily, but an editorial. We're gonna come here. We're gonna watch it. We're gonna have some sushi. Have some expensive juice.
Oh, so it is through Studio Ghibli.
It is?
There we go.
So we're going to do that for you guys, because you guys deserve the best.
And nothing but the best.
Only Toonami.
Really?
I love that, you know. Turn the knob off. Only Toonami.
Now, changing gears.
Okay.
Video games. So, Vibe. Pokemon.
The Fortune at least 3. So that's coming out, guys. No, it's not. That's not.
Pokemon.
Pokemon Go Plus, everybody. That's the newest one that's coming out.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
No, sorry.
It's not Pokemon Go
Plus. I apologize, guys.
Do you remember when we started doing the Pokemon episode, you even sent out a new picture for us to use because this is going to be a
Please don't bring this back up. I commissioned, if you guys go to www.youtube.com/vibrevstudios, that's VibrevStudios, you will see that we have a Pokemon Go episode. And I had commissioned an artist to do a anime version rendition of our logo and or of our portrait of our, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Amazing looking. The idea was that every couple of months we were going to do a follow-up episode to talk about updates. And that never happened. And then everybody stopped playing Pokemon Go. So, moving on. I'm sorry, Juancho. You said there's a new Pokemon game coming out.
Yes. It's actually going to be called Pokemon Land.
Boo. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's going to be alpha testing running on Japan on June 9th.
What console? What is this?
iOS and Android. So it's going to be a handheld game.
Oh, they're going to try that again.
Well, it was successful at the beginning.
It was. It was a huge
picked too much hype and then it fell apart.
Yeah, it died.
Actually,
if anybody's still playing Pokemon Go, could you please comment and let us know? Do people comment on podcasts?
They say here that it's...
That was a rhetorical question. Of course you guys do. Just email us or something.
I'm trying to read here real quick what this game's about.
It says, unfortunately. That's all it says. And so moving on to no, stuff.
Well, we'll get back once we get more information on it. It's very big right now. It just says that they're alpha testing it in Japan. So once we have more information, we'll definitely let you guys know.
It says players will play in six
starting
islands.
Today, it says, starting today, the Iconic Gamer Game Maker is rolling out an Android-only alpha test, which will be limited for the first 10,000 signups. While early players will have 6 islands, 52 different stages, 15 levels, and 134 pocket critters to explore, they won't be able to transfer their so
it sounds like to me
now, if you go to the website pokemonland.jp,
yeah,
if you have any Japanese friends or know how to read Japanese,
yeah, please let us know.
It looks like,
where's the Google Translate button? Click it.
I don't think there's a Google
Translate. There's no Google Translate button.
I am scared to click anything here, and I'm going to end up charged.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like just a mobile version of Pokemon Dungeon.
It does.
You ever play Pokemon Dungeon?
Most likely. Yeah,
no. You played the Pokemon Dungeon. You go around, and instead of battling, you kind of do the same thing. You just kind of like hit them. So it looks like that's what it is.
All right. And video games out this week for PS4, we got Tekken 7, Star Trek Bridge Crew, Victor Vaughn, Overkill Edition, Rhyme, Guilty Gear, Xbox One, you got Tokyo 42, Rhyme Again, Unit 4, Portal Knights, Skylar and Plux, Switch, which is actually thinking about getting, actually, I'm debating.
I haven't even thought about it.
Ultra Street Fighter 2, Dissinga 5 Complete.
Oh, Dissinga, Dissinga, I love Thumper, that.
Minecraft Switch Edition, and Dark Witch Music Explode. For PC, you got Tokyo 42, Perception, The Long Journey, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, The Telltale Series. And for the Wii U, The Legend of Zelda was already out in March, so I don't know why that's there. But a game here that's actually interesting that I saw the other day on Steam when I was trying to purchase Stardew Valley was Rhyme. It looked pretty interesting. The artwork looks very beautiful. So once we get a little bit more detail on it, we'll probably get back, because I'm trying to find out what's going on. So
one of our cameras went out.
Yeah, so.
And it's dead.
I shouldn't be dead, but it happens.
You know what? I'm so disappointed in you.
Why are you disappointed in me?
Because you're supposed to have that thing charged.
It is charged.
And then why did it die?
It's probably because it was not hit record, because it only does that when it's not being hit record. The battery was full.
I hit record.
Are you sure, Vibe? Because that battery was full.
Well, we're going to continue doing the podcast. Now the refilming is going to end. So
moving on.
Tell me more, Juancho.
We have open mic now time after we have talked about a discussion. So what's coming up with the Geek Bros, Mr. Vibe?
What isn't coming up with the Geek Bros? Today, of course, we're proud to do our first pilot episode of the podcast. Very proud of Juancho spearheading this. Even though we're producing it sort of through the studio, it's really more of a Juancho-centric thing. I want to give a...
Woo! Juancho!
I'm dead serious, guys. Juancho was really spearheading. He really wanted this to happen, and I'm saying, you know what? Let it happen. Furthermore, what do we got? We've got the Once Upon a Time, the Geek Girls showed up and they kidnapped the Geek Bros. This Saturday, we're filming the first crossover since the original escape of us from the Geek Girls for the Wonder Woman crossover review. That is big juju. Juancho, thoughts on that?
Geek Girls suck. Just wanted to let you know.
So we're actually going to be filming it at the Dunkin' Donuts Conference Center. We're gonna move it to a different location again. And it's going to be a panel discussion. It's going to be myself, Vibe, Juancho, Darth Flex, up against...
Vanessa?
No, Vanay, Jilly Goods, and a mystery third Geek Girl. And it's going to be chaired and moderated by a fresh new face you've never seen with Vibe Studios before.
Why do we keep getting very attractive girls to these Geek Girls and we're not getting any better here?
I think I'm a very pretty guy, so I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, facial hair aside, I've got lashes for days. Look at this.
We need to do something. We got to tone up.
Okay, we got to tone up.
We got to tone up.
Get to that gym. I need to flash an ab. That's the only way to win. We promise you guys that by the end of the summer, Juancho and I will have an ab each.
I'll have two abs, because okay, we need to definitely get in shape.
Yeah, we got to get in shape. We've We've let ourselves go a little bit.
So, Vibe, talk to me. Tell me. Season finale of Arrow and Flash.
Oh, you're gonna let me talk about that.
For sure. Yay! Even though I can care less. All right, but yeah, so, sure. Woo!
Season finale of Flash and Arrow. Basically, you don't even know anything about the show. For Flash, they finally defeated Savitar. Believe it or not, it was Iris who got the finishing blow. Savitar, of course, was revealed to be a... Yes.
Are you going to be giving any spoiler reviews here, or there should be...
Super spoiler. So I guess that's a way of Juancho letting me say spoiler review for anybody who hasn't seen
it. Well, it's not
going to
be a review. It's just going to be spoiler.
Well, spoiler alert. Excuse me, Juancho. The Geek Girls are right. You are Nazi in front of the camera when you're in control. But yes, Savitar was a time remnant that was created by Barry Allen in the future to defeat somebody else. I don't know who it was. He survived. They shunned him. He became evil. He wanted to become the god of speed. Gets a really transformer looking suit. Goes back in time. He wants to kill Iris. Blah blah blah. In the end, he does kill Iris, but you find out that it was one of the Harrison Wells from Earth 89 or whatever it is. He gets killed instead, and at the finale, the real Iris shoots him in the back before he can take out the Flash. Then, because they got Jay Garrick out of the Speed Force, I'm watching Watcher's eyes glaze over, by the way. Jay Garrick comes out of the Speed Force, the little prison, a huge Speed Force storm happens on Central City, and Flash, the Speed Force takes on the persona of Barry Allen's mom who died and takes him. He leaves for the Speed Force, and that's how it ends. He's gone. They're all kind of sad, and we don't know what happened with him.
Does everybody's moms die in DC?
Everybody's mom dies everywhere. I mean, it's like you can't be... Well... No, okay. Well,
Martha.
It's true. But didn't Tony Stark's parents, both of them, died for him to become... Well, not, no, that's not... Well, I mean, they put him on the path.
Impetus.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he finally knew what he had to do.
Yes.
Okay. The Arrow ended with a major clash between Prometheus, which is a son of a person he had killed in season one, and he was like wrecking havoc. It was a really good season this season. And they go back to Lian Yu, which is the island that he was trapped on, but not really for 5 years, and brings everybody, all the Arrow crew there, everybody's stuck there, and in the end he's on a boat and he has to choose between killing his son or killing what was his name again?
You're asking the
Prometheus.
Wrong question, bro.
I forget what the guy's name again. Killing Prometheus, but if you kill Prometheus, you set off all the bombs on the island, which is where all his friends are. In the end, he figured out how to do it. He shot him in the leg, and he got his son. He was all good. He's all over. No, Prometheus shoots himself. The entire island blows up. Everybody that was on there apparently blows up. Michael Merlin's character may be dead or not be dead. You had the return of the fantastic Deathstroke. He came to help. You had Talia al Ghul. You had Nissa al Ghul. It was an amazing time. The cliffhanger with that, though, is that you don't know who survived that explosion, if anybody at all. And where is this going to take us into for season 6, I believe.
Yeah.
That is the season finale of both Flash and Arrow. I absolutely love those shows on the CW. Don't listen to Juancho. Watch them. They're very good. I still think they're better than...
He's trying so hard to get me to watch season one, and I just can't.
It's really good, though.
I don't want
to. It's really good, especially The Flash.
I'm busy watching Kingdoms on Netflix. Oh, by the way, great show. But not Vikings.
It's still better. It's better than Kingdoms, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not so much
Let me throw a curveball at him. Legion.
Oh, my God. Legion was good. Oh, my God. God, listen, Legion was a mind screw. I don't know about cursing yet in this format, but it was a mind screw. I love it. You could watch Legion, and it could have had nothing to do with X-Men or mutants in general. You'd have still loved it. The writing was brilliant. The visuals was brilliant. Oh my sweet, sweet Lord, Legion was great.
Well, we'll see how other seasons...
I'm sorry, because Juancho said, and he didn't even watch the show, by the way. He said, you have to watch Legion. Watch it, man. So I put it on. First episode got me. First episode. I watched it all. Great show, Legion.
Well, you know what the first episode didn't get me? Which would lead us to the next topic? Jessica Jones
was awesome!
Defenders.
It was definitely friggin' better than...
Before we start Defenders, Iron Fist is gonna get a season 2. Now, here's the thing...
Wait, did they officially announce that?
Yeah, I saw it there. Hold on. It's Netflix. Even if the crappiest movies come out...
I would rather watch Fuller House season 1 and 2 and binge watch it for an entire extended weekend.
But that's Vanny over here. She binge watched the Full House. Came out the same day, but the end of the midday, she was already gone.
But you have to understand, though, that the intro to Fuller House, awesome. I love that song. Sorry.
So go ahead. Defenders. This is one of the topics that you wanted to discuss.
Well, I mean, the Defenders is finally the cinematic, it's the Netflix. Man, that was Juancho's laptop. 10% less. I want to explain something to you guys. Juancho didn't charge anything for this podcast. Nothing. His camera died just now. Now his things. His phone is blinking.
It literally is.
Like, and he's telling me that I wasn't prepared. I'm like, my man, what's up? But I'm sorry. This is so much fun. The Defenders, finally, all the Netflix shows, all the Marvel episodes, they're going to come together. They're going to take on Sigourney Weaver's character.
Now, what I like about this, that this is going to be fun because somewhere or another, sooner or later, all these characters will meet again.
You're assuming that in the next season they're going to be showing up and everything like that?
I'm not really season, just in the MCU universe to have them crossover. That'll be great.
Oh, why do you believe that? They never specifically said. All right, they didn't rule it out, but they didn't say it's on the table either.
Not with Marvel, Disney, everything's on the table. You never know with them. They are so mysterious. Sooner or later, we get a freaking. Oh, look! Guess what? Spider-Man is going to be coming to Sony. Sony's going to give Spider-Man. Okay.
You're right. And that was a teaser, and we weren't sure. So
it happens, bro. But I'm excited. I'm really excited for Defenders. Seeing how... Oh, God. Woo! Really?
Whatever happened to predictability?
All right, I'm sorry. I know you liked that. You liked the way that came out. Sorry, guys. All right, carry on. Woo!
I want to see the fight between Luke Cage. Yeah, Luke Cage.
Yeah, what did you think you were
Iron
saying?
Fist. I was thinking about Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat.
Finish you. Flawless victory.
When Iron Fist punches Liu Cage.
And the trailer, that's a hot trailer. The trailer was good. I liked the way they introduced it. Yeah, of course, you're going to see.
Like when Jessica Jones is in the room and he's like, don't say a word. When Martin Murray walks in,
yeah, exactly.
Says, don't say a word.
But she goes, who the hell are you? And he's like, I'm your lawyer.
I'm your lawyer.
I'm your lawyer, B. You know? She's kind of like, ugh.
I hate Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones was good. Listen,
I'm not
Luke
giving
Cage this. Was
I like
bad.
Luke Cage. Here's the thing about Luke Cage. They were, I think these episodes for Luke Cage was filmed during the hype of Black Lives Matters. And they tend to threw that down our throats a lot.
They did shove it down our throats
for them for the movie. I understand why they would do it. I just really like you shouldn't have done too much of it.
Because it should have been an undertone. It shouldn't have been the whole theme. You know what does it mean? It's like Luke Cage. What does it mean to be blackness? I mean, I'm a black man, whether anybody realizes it or not, and. I felt uncomfortable.
JJ says otherwise.
Jason, yeah, JJ. Listen, you know, JJ, you can. So, but you know, like, there was this one scene. This is the one scene that really bothered me. It's Luke Cage. It's after Pops died. He's in the, he's in the rain, whatever it is. He's about to be held up by a black youth. And he puts a gun to him and he goes, really, man? You can do this? You're a black man. We black men. And black men will do this. And I'm just kind of just like, and the acting was terrible. From the kid, the acting was pretty bad.
And we're not saying that whatever people believe of where they stand between Black Lives Matter or not.
No, we're not debating the merit of hashtag Black Lives Matter. What I'm debating is the merit of using
exactly.
that to excess in Luke Cage.
I think they could have done a better. The story was okay to me, but they could have done a little bit better, or story wise. Focus more. On him escaping, because they only gave it a couple minutes on that episode when they actually show him coming out of the prison, where they actually have him that with that metallic band around
that,
his head.
That actually was pretty cool.
I wish it would.
That was a good episode. I mean, wasn't Wilson Fisk? He was there, right?
Yes,
showed up in there.
Yes.
Okay, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed the breakout scene. That was one of the few things that I enjoyed. But as a whole, I didn't like Luke Cage. It was like this.
I felt Cottonmouth could have been better.
Of course. The way they were talking about it, they were building him to be a big bad.
And then it comes out to being a little chicken.
And worse than that, did you see the outfit he was wearing?
Yeah.
And that was really lame. I mean, they shouldn't have gone that route. But furthermore, it's that the general problem that I see with Netflix, the Netflix series in general, is they're plummeting, in my opinion. Daredevil season 1, amazing. For me, Jessica Jones, amazing. Season 2 of Daredevil, what's happening here?
Because you know why? Because for
7% left on his laptop.
For season 2 of Daredevil and the Defense, they got caught up on the
world building.
Not world building. Punisher. The actor that plays Punisher during that time, when that guy's gonna play Punisher. And look how great he was in The Walking Dead. They got caught up in that.
I don't know. I had no problem with them breaking up Daredevil season 2 into two different arcs. The Punisher arc and the Elektra arc. I didn't like the Elektra arc. I didn't like the Hand arc. I liked the Punisher arc.
I did like the Hand arc.
I didn't like it. It was lame. The fights were lame. The mysticism was lame. With the Punisher, at least the Punisher fit in that gritty reality that they were trying to go for with Daredevil, you know?
Daredevil, I don't know if you read the comic books for Daredevil.
Okay.
One of the comic books that I read one of my friends here, he let me borrow the book, the 5-series book of Bento. I forgot his name. Excuse me if I forget the name. It was not a lot of action, but there was a lot of story. But how do I explain?
It wasn't
a superhero comic book where you see fighting the bad guy. It was a lot about interpersonal solving problems, interpersonal, and that's what I think Daredevil is. Daredevil is a superhero, but he's mostly trying to figure himself out. And because while he's trying to figure himself out, he's getting himself into problems where he becomes a superhero.
Okay. Well, that's in the comic books. But are you saying that's being reflected in the Netflix series?
I think so, especially season 1. He was trying to figure himself out during season 1.
Right, of course. And he found an identity.
Until the end of the season was when he finally identified himself as the Red Devil.
Yes. The Devil of Heads Kitchen.
But throughout the whole season, it's a struggle between himself and a hero.
Right.
He couldn't differentiate. That's what I mean by interpersonal issues, trying to resolve those, trying to be a better person so he can become that.
Wait, what you're trying to say is that because of his handicap, because of who he's trying to be, that somehow being introverted makes you extroverted because you're being caught up while you're focusing on yourself. Somehow you're catching up. You're being caught up in external things. I don't see it like that, because you can't be a hermit but yet somehow saving the world. You're a hermit. You're indoors. You're introverted. You're in there. You shouldn't be interacting with people. Somehow you're telling me that because he's searching for himself. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I don't think that they're showing that. I think it's quite, you know, lame.
Okay.
So
moving on from Defenders, I'm excited to see how they will be able to go ahead and get the.
The trailer looks promising. It does. It's like the Avengers movie 1, but, you know, grittier. That's what it's showing me. I'm excited. I think that they're gonna return to form. I think that the Daredevil season 2 the Luke Cage and the Iron Fist.
I actually haven't been able to watch
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist.
You haven't missed anything. You haven't missed anything. I mean, I don't. That's the worst one of all of them. You know, and I was very disappointed. I watched it only because his sidekick, which is a very attractive Asian girl. I forget her name. Lady.
You and your Asians.
Very pretty. I watched it for her and only for her. And her acting was kind of subpar, too. So was the fighting and the martial arts. Very subpar. I think the highlight about Luke Cage was everybody was saying, oh, you whitewashed the character. That's the highlight of me. The controversy that came around that. By the way, in the comics, he is a white guy. So
cool.
Iron Fist. So yeah. I don't know what they were talking about. Why everybody was mad that they made
in the comic books he's white.
Exactly. They were mad because they made a character in the comics that is white in on the screen.
I still think people are hurt over how they were for their Doctor Strange. You know, with the whole why are you not casting an Asian?
Did that controversy come out before or after?
This was Luke before. Before, I remember we mentioned it again, on one of the Geek Bros episodes.
Very, very true.
We did say that we did great credit to that actress who played that character because she did an amazing job.
That's the rule.
Oh my God, she sold her character.
I call it the rule. I said if you take race aside based upon what the character is supposed to be like, if the actor or actress personified that role perfectly, then it doesn't matter. And that's how I feel. Unlike, like, let's say Last Airbender, where all the races and ethnicities were all mixed up, you know, and you think, okay, well, maybe it's because the actors are so great. No, they weren't. It was an aesthetic choice, and you wonder why. So, and with Tilda Swinton, why is it when I'm telling her, saying her name, I can't get it? She was good. Uh-huh. I just finished watching it on Netflix, by the way. It's on Netflix. And I enjoyed it. You know, it's great. I would hope she can come back. I don't know if she can, but I'd love to see her again in Doctor Strange 2 or Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. That'll be awesome. Thor Ragnarok. Oh, that's a different topic for a different time.
Yeah, different topic for a different time.
Oh, my God.
Juancho, what's the next topic?
Talk to me. Spider-Man 3.
Ooh. Yes.
Spider-Man 3.
Let's watch the third trailer right now and let us have a discussion about it. Third trailer, Spider-Man Homecoming, trailer number 3.
He has the Death Star right here.
He has a Death Star at all, though.
I love it. That will piss me off if he breaks something like that after I worked so hard building that.
Dad! Nothing! Nothing!
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
You're on the ceiling.
I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
Me, let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star. She doesn't know.
Nobody knows. Well, I mean, Mr. Stark knows because he made my suit, but that's it.
Tony Stark made you that.
Tony Stark?
Are you an Avenger?
Yeah, basically. Dude, you can't tell anybody about this. You gotta keep it a secret.
Well, secret why?
Because you know what she's like. If she finds out,
you say the secret why?
Do this anymore.
Okay. Here. I'll level with you. I don't think I can keep this a secret. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I can't.
Why is this? Right, why is this lagging?
I gotta go.
Okay, where are you going?
What are you hiding,
sorry.
Peter? I'm just kidding, I don't care. Bye.
I wonder who that is. Oh, here's the trailer 3. That was a teaser?
Yeah, that's from when I saw the movies.
Alright, we're playing another one, guys. I don't know what's happening.
What's up, guys? Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away. Oh, that was awesome.
Alright, I'm stopping it right here. This is the first one. I probably downloaded the wrong one because there was a trailer 3.
Yeah.
There was a trailer 3 and it was a little different. But
I'm excited. Comes out next month, right? June something.
Was that June?
Or I'm telling you, back to back, I think July or June. One of these 2 months coming up in the summer. I'm excited to finally see Spidey come where he belongs.
Well, I mean, how...
In the MCU universe. You cannot just have Spidey chilling outside. I don't care about Wolverine. But Spidey?
I don't care about Wolverine.
Spidey needs to go where
Captain
America
Spidey's
is.
Back. Spidey's back. I mean, you do see Captain America in a little video that he showed his gym class.
Did you find that funny that the video is like an old school type of video cassette that you watched those old school... what is it called? Nuclear threat videos
exactly.
Where they put you underneath
exactly.
The table.
And
it's like all weirded out.
It's true. It's
like
old.
Sex ed videos that you
exactly.
Watch in class.
But that's back in the day. Like, we don't do that anymore.
When
do
the
we?
Guy's like, guys, so, you know, back in the day.
Back in the day. No, yeah. It was very interesting. Very interesting. I'm excited too. I like the idea that it's going to be a different villain. It's The Vulture, which is pretty good. I was hoping it wouldn't be tech-based. I was hoping it would be an actual villain like with powers, but, you know, they decided to make it tech-based,
but
which is fine.
Here's the thing. Before they got this Spidey, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, Vulture was supposed to be animatronic as well. Like an animatronic, but mechanical.
Mechanical as well, really?
Yeah, Rhino was mechanical.
Rhino was mechanical, but the lizard
the Vulture was going to be mechanical. Don't you see that's the Sinister Six? According to theories, that's what was the movie supposed to take. But yes, I'm excited for what's his name to be playing Spider-Man now.
Yes,
but I think they should have given it to Andrew Garfield to continue. I like the Spider-Man. I think because of the reason why the character or his acting or however people say is due to the studio's fault.
I didn't feel anything wrong with his character.
I mean, love Garfield.
I mean, I didn't think he was any better than Tobey Maguire. I do enjoy this new one because he's more immature sounding. He sounds younger, so it sounds more funny. Like, you know, it gets back to
it reminds me of
childhood.
It reminds me of the Spider-Man in the animated series on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does, doesn't
yeah,
it? It feels fresh in there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're excited to see how this is going to continue for the MCU universe.
And yes, and look out for the Geek Bros. I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing a YouTube episode.
I am going to be wearing a Spider-Man cap. I'll be wearing a Spider-Man hat.
We're gonna find out some old school Spider-Man shirts, go watch the movie together, get some sushi. Get back to our roots.
Yes.
Because Geek Bros began with two dudes wearing matching shirts and sushi.
Yes.
Going to a geek video. Movie, excuse me. So we're going to get back to our roots.
Now, here, next topic, before we almost conclude this episode,
okay.
Two topics left. Star Wars trailer, teaser trailer, and Snoke.
Okay.
We didn't get to discuss trailer 3.
Well, trailer,
the trailer for Star Wars.
I mean, Darth Flex and I did have a smoothie talk at Star Wars Celebration. We did break it down. We were not in any position to really get into it. So watch it, though, because, listen, guys, we worked really hard on the Star Wars Celebration
I saw it
videos.
This weekend when I went to go see Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Oh, my God, in IMAX. Anyways, besides the point.
Oh, you think you're cool because you saw the trailer
that
in IMAX?
Trailer again.
It was hot. It was hot, but
I love.
We don't know anything about it.
We're going to finally see the Jedi, because we did see it with Luke, though.
See what
the Jedi
training?
Training. The Jedi trials.
Well, we didn't see it with Luke. We saw the
training.
Maybe we saw the training. Maybe the Cave of Wonders thing was.
But
probably...
this legit, how Rey was getting her ass beat. This looks like it's going to be the Jedi trials, especially when you go into the Jedi temple. You see that that little shelf with the pages of the old insignia for the Jedi.
Right.
Interesting. So I like the trailer.
Okay.
It gave good information. Didn't give too much who the characters were.
It didn't give any information of the characters.
But this is going to lead us to, unless you want to say something else, which
will
be the next topic. Vanity Fair did a cover for a lot of the characters. You now know who what the Toro's character is going to look like.
Yeah.
And other, I forgot the other girl's character is going to look like. You saw Captain Phasma without her helmet.
Okay.
You saw Kylo's, even though we saw it in the trailer, scar was shifted over.
Yeah, a little bit, slightly.
I understand why they did it. I'm fine with it. I can care less about the scar.
I mean, I don't understand why they did it. I mean, I don't care why they did it. I don't see why they did it anyway.
I think it was something to do with cinematography. It doesn't have to make fun of you, but it has something to do with that. The way that the director didn't feel that scar was, you know, shifted over a little bit.
Okay. I mean, it looks like Revenge of the Sith Anakin scar.
I didn't get to do research on this, so I might be wrong, but...
Bear with him, folks.
Snoke, we might not be seeing a lot of Snoke on this episode.
We didn't see a lot of Snoke in the last episode.
So the director, during the Vanity interview, I have to do more research, and we'll follow up in the following episode how much true of that is. Snoke might not be so much in this episode, but yet...
You mean less than he was in Force Awakens?
Yeah, I guess they're going to develop more of the characters before the trilogy ends.
Right, but can we be reasonable?
They didn't even give Captain Phasma enough time. They need to give this poor freaking stormtrooper.
But I don't want them to do what they did with Palpatine, where... All of a sudden, in episode 6, there's the Emperor, oh my god, and he has Force Lightning. You really couldn't connect with that big bad boss because he only showed up a little bit. That's how they did it, and I didn't like that. And I mean, now when you watch it, episodes 1 through 6 together, and fine, you can understand why he's gone. He's already the Emperor. He's not really doing much. But you at least learned who his character was in the first 3 episodes. If you watch 4, 5, and 6, in the end, and I remember this was in my childhood, that when I saw this old craggly person shooting lightning out of his hand, I'm kind of just like... what's going on? You know, I knew I heard about the Emperor, but just to have him just pop up as the final boss is like, you know, it would jar anybody. Like, yeah. In a video game, it would just be like, oh, you're fighting this one guy, and then boom, bigger guy. Who are you? Well, you have to read the text from before, so he was there.
So that would lead us to Snoke. Lego, the wonderful building rugs thing, had pulled some images, from Snoke. A lot of information came out about him. I am still following up some new research that came out earlier, but by the time I came for this podcast, he is not going to be gigantic. He is a hologram.
Well, we assume.
He's humanoid. But he's not human.
Right.
He's a humanoid alien, I guess?
Well, of course you can see that from what he
looked like. His clothing reminded people of the Kyber crystal. The clothing that he was wearing.
Reminds them of the Kyber crystal?
I guess the Kyber crystal having to do with the Kyber crystal, which will make sense.
Okay.
One of the things that actually got me intrigued was the final thing I saw on there, which said Snoke was speaking through connections with Luke.
You ever see Snowpiercer?
No.
There's a thing. Snowpiercer is a movie. The guy who plays Captain America, he's in it, and it was basically about a frozen world, and all the last humans were on this train just going around and around and around. And what they did is they had a cycle where every few years the people in the back had an uprising and they'd be killed. And it was like a culling. When the guy finally, spoilers, when the guy finally got to when Captain America finally got to the end to meet the train conductor, we find out he always had a back channel to the guy in the very end, and they were coordinating this trial over and over again forever, and it was one big, you know, setup.
And that's why you hear, and which will make sense why you hear Luke at the end, the Jedi must end. Maybe Snoke took control over Luke during that time.
Okay.
And you actually, instead of saying, oh, that's Luke's voice, it's actually Snoke's voice.
I mean, I have to admit that when originally during Smoothie Talk, when Darth Flex and I heard it, it didn't sound like Luke to us. We thought it was Kylo Ren. So, of course, people saying it's Luke, but the inflections did sound kind of off.
All I have to say is this is a pain in the butt to deal with, knowing all these secrets, because they've kept their wraps really good, man.
How do you feel, before we wrap up, how do you feel that about Mark Hamill not really being thrilled about the path they're taking with Luke? I mean, he said he's okay with it now, but originally he said he fundamentally disagreed with the path they're taking for Luke in general. But, you know, he's doing his job because he's an actor.
I think, I'm not 100% sure, but the Skywalker saga needs to end.
But that's what the trilogies are always about, the Skywalkers.
Yeah, but I think that after this one, because you have who's the last Skywalker? Kylo?
Yeah.
Technically,
but even the expanded
Han Solo
universe,
dies.
Even the expanded universe followed the Skywalkers.
But that was back then,
right?
But now the canons, I don't know if moving forward. I think we have to wait until the movie comes out to see this path that they took for Luke to try to understand what Mark Hamill was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can't really say anything other than we have to wait, because with Luke, you can go so many ways. You can turn him into the dark side, because at the beginning he wasn't so thrilled to be a Jedi.
Okay.
He ended up giving that role. It's like, here, take care of these kids. I mean, we're not going to be thrilled if you've never been a parent. And then you just grow into it and you accept it.
True.
So, somehow there, you know, there's been a little bit of darkness in him.
You look a little tired there, Juancho.
I'm just
trying to
think.
Unfortunately, the cameras are off, so you guys can't see that this man's eyes are so squinty right now. He's kind of like, listen, man, I just want to, you know, even though I just what I want to do, but you know.
Survive. This has been the first podcast, man.
Listen, Juancho, I'm absolutely proud of you getting this together,
even
man.
Even though electronics.
All of his electronics went dead. All of it halfway through.
It's fault of Tony Stark for not providing good batteries.
I blame Tony Stark, I do. Final thoughts, Juancho. First podcast, you're the helm.
It was awesome. I had a lot of fun.
This is good. This is a lot of fun. It's
once a week, keeping people up to date of what's going on. Finally, discussing things. It's gonna be a good time.
It's good times, guys. You know, like basically, the show. Thank you for tuning in. And the show is basically gonna be the Geek Bros, Juancho and I, just keeping up to date with geek culture. Unfortunately, when we first started Geek Bros, the actual video series, the web series itself, we didn't realize we were stepping into a second renaissance, a fourth renaissance, whatever it was. We just couldn't keep up anymore, and we were recording videos faster than we can edit them. So Juancho had came up with this great idea to let's do a weekly podcast.
This was even before Netflix shows. The only TV shows that were out there was Arrow.
Exactly. Arrow and Flash, I believe, was out.
No, Arrow wasn't out yet.
Flash wasn't out yet?
No, Flash wasn't out. Only Arrow.
So I'm saying, it's been a hot minute.
So
thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you, Weeby Geeks.
We are this is the Geek Bros. Keep it up with the Geek Bros. We are a proud contributor to the Weeby Geeks network.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys, for giving us this opportunity. It's amazing. That's WeebyGeeksPC.com. There we go. Check it out there. You'll also be seeing more other podcasts just like this. And share the love.
Yeah,
and don't forget to check out us on our official Geek Bros web series that comes out weekly, bi-weekly. That's youtube.com/VibeRevStudios. Fan page.
Instagram, Geek Bros.
Geek Bros. At
Geek Bros. That's with a zero.
It's at the Geek Bros.
It's Geek Bros.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Geek Bros. Geek Bros. Spell it out for them.
That's GEEKBR0S.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get a little excited.
Very excited.
Very excited. And then, of course, the studio that makes it all happen, Vibe Rev Studios. Follow us on our fan page, facebook.com/VibeRevStudios. VibeRevStudios.
And I just wanted to let the audience know, a little punch at the Geek Girls. You girls suck. That's the Geek Bros for you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.